Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Well, kind of. We do have Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
No Tommy Little, though, but we are joined by the amazing Pete Hellyer. Thanks for coming in.
My absolute pleasure. When Tommy Little gave me a call early this week and said, I need you to do me a solid, Pete. I need to go to Mexico to handle some paternity claims going on over there. I thought, I've got your back, man. I've got your back.
There may have been none then, but there's certainly be some now. Tommy in Mexico is a dangerous proposition.
Very dangerous.
Very excited to have you here today. Lots to talk about. We've got the gorgeous Vance Joy coming up soon. I think we're about to play your song, Lay It On Me, in a sec.
I'm so excited because I wasn't there at the project the other day.
On Monday night.
On Monday night. And I always seem to miss him, so I've actually never gotten to chat to him. So
yeah, I needed you there Monday night because somehow I came out with the words, I love you, Vance Joy. And then there was nothing funny that came up. It's a tad awkward.
How's everything at home been since then, Carrie?
And also, we want to talk about you've had a little op, a little nip and tuck.
Yes.
Is that what you'd call it, do you reckon?
More of a snip, I think you might call it. I'll
a little snip and tuck.
Nothing's tucked away yet. They're still there.
So many questions I have. Mm. One that involves peas, so we need to discuss that.
There's been a lot of peas this week.
Yeah, we'll get to that by the end of the show. We talk to Vance Joy next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Pete Hellyer filling in for Tommy today. The brand new one from Vance Joy. It is called Lay It On Me. That is out now. And the man behind that amazing song joins us now on the show. Hello, Vance.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you going? Nice. I was going to say see you again. Hear you again.
Thanks, Carrie. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
I wanted to get you on because the other night on the project we were talking about your smash hit Riptide and you were saying that it was named after a place that you used to visit as a kid. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the word Riptide was in my head, I guess, when I was writing the song because the Riptide Motel, which was this quaint little motel that was my first time in Queenscliff and I have, good memories of it. And so when I was writing the song, it was in my head. And so I think about that place when I sing the song.
It's so crazy you say that, Vance, because I wrote a song once called Quest Service Apartments.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Wasn't catchy at all.
But the reason I love this story is because you said when you were talking to us that you don't even know if the people that had the Riptide Motel even know that that's why you called your song after it. And we got an email in from a lady called Jo Parsons, and it says, Vance Joy, my name is Jo, and we are the Riptide Motel family. My grandparents built the motel, and then my parents took over running it until it closed, and we called it Riptide Beach too, like you. We love the song, and you'll be pleased to know that I got to play it to my grandmother when she was in a nursing home only months before she passed away, which I thought was beautiful.
So beautiful. Yeah, I saw that message, and what a beautiful connection. So I got back in touch with Joe just to say thanks for reaching out, and what a beautiful story. So that made me feel good.
Vance, I was sorry I wasn't on the project the other night when you were on. I was, I had a vasectomy early in the week and I had frozen peas in my balls, to be honest. But even though that was the case.
That's the weirdest excuse for not rocking up to an interview.
I feel like you need a good excuse when you're not there for Vance Joy. And I must say, I was watching with my wife and I think her ovaries exploded. I think she was trying to reverse her vasectomy, my vasectomy, as I was watching it. Because you were talking about how you play your music to your mum, and
so
seriously,
sweet.
I mean, you are a suck, mate. I mean, seriously, is that true? Or is that just your ploy?
I guess I probably wasn't thinking about how much, that might be the way I come across. When I got home, I was like, sorry, mum, like, I know I gave you a plug there, but I was just telling the truth. It's the truth, so... I wasn't trying to suck up too much.
Oh, well, it certainly worked with the ladies. Every woman I saw from school drop-off to getting my hair and makeup done was like, oh, Vance, is he single? And I'm like, I don't know why you're asking me. I don't know. When I said I was interviewing today, they said, you have to ask him. So I'm asking on behalf of the women of Australia. Are you a single man?
I am a single man, yes.
There
okay,
we go.
Well, hello. Pete, watch out for your wife when you get home tonight.
I think we should open up the lines now. Let's take some calls. And
But I did wonder, Vance,
you
all your music is so, between torn lovers and then one moment it's the love of your life, the next moment, and you can't imagine doing anything but running home into her arms, and the next moment there's angst in there. Do you write your music when you were in love or out of love? When's the best time for you? Mm.
if I reflect on it, I think, you know, a couple of songs came when I was in a happy place, you know, in life and in relationships, but there's no real answer, you know, it can come along at any time, but I feel like I'm most inspired after I've had, you know, a good time with my friends and family, and I don't have to be in love or in a relationship, but as long as I've done something that's like, you know, feeds my soul and feels like it's kind of nourishing me in some way, I think that I'm filled up with inspiration. So that's when I think I'm at my most inspired.
And your music has a timeless quality about it, Vance. It's fantastic.
So
and it is very emotional. I must say, it makes it perfect for movie scores, and you hear it on trailers a lot now. Have you lost count how many movies have used your songs? I know Storks, it was in the movie Storks, which I had a small role in as well. And it brought tears to my eyes, that. So have you lost count how many movies you've been in now?
The Storks thing is a good one because I had a friend who's like 30 and he was watching it with his girlfriend. They were having like a lazy Sunday and they were watching Storks. And I was like, what are you watching Storks for? But it was like, I've actually had really good feedback. And I met a kid who saw Storks in America recently, and it's his favorite movie.
Aww.
And he loves the song Fire in the Flood because he kind of discovered it through the film. So it was awesome meeting him. And yeah, I love if people are accessing my music through films and stuff. Like, that's just awesome.
Well, we've got to let you go, Vance, but we are about to play a Taylor Swift song. How different would touring with her now be compared to when you toured with her with the 1989 album? Like, she's so mad now. Like, you'd have to put down the ukulele and get the knives out or something. She's so hectic.
That 1989 tour was so fun. Like, I loved that so much. And I was really into that album. And she's such a master songwriter. So I think her fans kind of follow her no matter where she goes.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, Vance. We loved your old stuff and we look forward to getting to know your new stuff as well. Chat to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for talking to me. Catch you guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, who did we chat to just before on the phone, just before you...
Vance Joy.
It's interesting you say that. We had a caller who wants to correct you. It's not Vance. It's Vance Joy.
Vance Joy.
No. It's Vance Joy.
Okay, whatever.
The Vance. Is that because you are both Western Australian and South Australian?
I do say dance often instead of dance.
And do you take a chance or do you take a...
You take a chance. No, you take a chance.
Do you take a chance?
I don't know.
You're confused.
Do I take a chance? I take a chance. I don't know what I say. Anyway, Vance, I feel like he's a Vance.
Has he advanced or is he advanced?
He's advanced.
Good chance.
Vance is definitely advanced.
Let's check out Bickmore's Bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. All right, big news this afternoon. The High Court has found that the government is able to legally carry out the postal survey on same-sex marriage. So two groups of same-sex marriage advocates are trying to stop the postal survey, arguing the government should not have bypassed Parliament in funding it. However, the court has found against their claim, saying the method of funding the postal survey is within the Constitution, so it means the ballot will be sent out on September 12. All papers are aiming to be delivered by September 25 and people will have until November 7 to return it.
And everyone's got their views on both sides, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I think let's just get on with it, let's legalise it and move on with everybody's lives.
And if it is a yes vote, return to Parliament, hopefully by Christmas it could become law.
Fantastic.
Now, if you're a mum with kids or a dad with kids in daycare, you'll know that as of five minutes' time, 3:20, thousands of childcare workers across Australia are walking off the job to demand better wages. At least 3,000 of them are going to be joining in this protest for better pay. The current level is around $21 an hour to look after our munchkins. That's despite some people studying for up to 4 years to qualify for their positions. And the reason they walk off the job at 3:20 is they say that's when they start working for free because of how low their wages are. So
my sister works in childcare. They're an amazing group of people and they deserve much, much better.
Oh, they do. It's such a tricky one because I was talking to some mums about it this morning because the fear is if childcare centres pay them more, they'll raise their fees, which means it'll cost more for mums and dads to pay for childcare.
Yep.
So what they're really asking for is government help to make sure and government subsidisation so that childcare centres can pay their staff more, but it doesn't mean that mums and dads who are already paying an absolute ridiculous amount of money for daycare, it has gone up so much in the last sort of 10 years, means that they don't have to pay more just to see our childcare workers paid
exactly
a reasonable amount.
Yeah, and the knock-on effects are all positive.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay, we need to talk about this. This is a big issue that I've discovered reading today. Apparently, you and I, Pete, are boring.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the show, everyone.
I'm sure you've been finding that as you listen to our dribble while driving in your car.
Is it Vance or Vance?
apparently, this survey by Airbnb, I don't know why Airbnb has started doing surveys on whether people are boring or not, but apparently it's found that men are at their most boring at the age of 39.
Okay.
And women are at their most boring at the age of 35. Now, you are...
42.
And I'm 36, so we are officially boring.
I did see this survey, and they've got... These are supposedly the things that make you a fun and exciting person, according to those who are polled.
Because they're saying the reason we're boring is because we've got all these responsibilities,
yes,
right? So we've stopped having fun.
Yes, yes. So I'm gonna throw these in. Let me know if these appeal to you.
Okay.
Do you like to stay out until the early hours on a weekday?
No, in fact, if I'm in bed by 7:30 on a Saturday night, it is a great weekend.
Wow, okay.
Bit of Netflix, couldn't be happier.
Okay, next Netflix and chill? Or just Netflix?
Probably just Netflix.
Thought I might have caught you out there. Trying out a new hobby? Do you do that occasionally?
Oh, I did go to Rihanna dance classes the other day. I only went once, but I tried.
I filmed you walking down the stairs and...
afterwards, I couldn't walk for days.
Yes. Going out of your way to make a new friend. What was the last new friend you made?
I don't have time to see my current friends, let alone make new ones.
Have you booked a spontaneous holiday?
Not a chance.
Have you learned a new skill?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. We found it.
Have I learned a new skill? Oh, I don't know. No?
Well, you're Rihanna dancing, maybe. Visiting a friend unannounced. Oh, a drop-in.
Oh, no.
No?
Once you have kids, you can't be just dropping in. It might be nap time. You don't want to, you know, no.
Spontaneous shopping trips?
Oh, I like them.
Yeah, there you go. Asking someone out?
Well, like what? Just...
I thought you were going to ask Vance Joy out before.
I was asking for the women of Australia, Pete.
Trying out a new sport is the final one.
Oh, I did start getting into CrossFit.
CrossFit?
Yeah. There Maybe I'm not that boring. That's five out of ten.
I think you're less boring than I am.
You're not boring. Great.
No.
You're into Star Wars and stuff.
That's really exciting.
I don't know what that says about you. But...
Every 18 months, I'm going to be excited.
What about R&B Fridays Live? That's not boring, and we are giving away tickets.
No way.
To that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Get ready to party!
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017. This October with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
I feel like I should point out too, we're not doing like a live vasectomy or something. I mean,
no.
It's not one of those shows, you know? Just, yeah.
I think it's the first time a vasectomy has been tied in with R&B Fridays.
I'm not sure how they feel about it. We're not doing that live, but we are doing R&B Fridays live, and it is going to be incredible, and we have some of the hottest tickets in town. We've got two callers on the line. We've got Christy and Dragana. Hey, guys, you ready to roll?
Hi, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, which one of you thinks you're a better R&B-er?
Oh, I hope I am. I'm not too sure.
we'll have to wait and see.
Dragana, you have a very cool name.
Thank you.
Are you Game of Thrones fans, Dragana? Because I was going to say hi to your mum, who's the mother of Dragana.
I actually haven't watched it, but because I'm waiting.
Well, it's a very funny joke. It's a very funny joke.
I have watched and I still didn't get it. I've only watched four it because I keep falling asleep. Okay, so you guys have got to buzz and use your name as your buzzers, and whoever buzzes in first with the correct answer, and then if you get it wrong, we'll move over to the other contestant. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. Who is Justin Timberlake married to?
Christy.
I think that was Christy first. Christy? Yep.
Jessica Biel.
Yes!
Correct.
Right, mind
okay.
to Christy. Take it away, Pete Hellier.
Question two. In series four of Game of Thrones...
R&B.
Okay, I got the wrong sheet. Okay, here we go. Who sings this hit?
Christy.
Oh, yes, Christy.
For the win.
Oh, my gosh.
We weren't asking you to sing it back to us.
Mike Carey.
Okay. Sorry, Christy. Have you got an answer?
Mike Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, Mariah Carey. Yes, it was.
I couldn't hear that. That's what you were saying.
Oh, sorry. No, I was mistaken.
Good job, well Christy. You're heading off with a friend to see R&B Fridays Live. Sorry, Dragana.
Oh,
nah, that's all good.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. That's awesome. Thank you.
Fantastic. Dragana, we'll send you an illegal link to Game of Thrones.
Well, Dragana,
I'll
you can...
I'll have that.
Dragana, you can check it out as well. FrontierTouring.com is where you get your tickets. See if they are available in your city. Massive lineup this year. Craig, David, sure. Neo, Sean Paul, and many, many more.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, so it's been a big week for you, Mr. Hellyer.
It has. Monday, I had a vasectomy.
I didn't know you were going to have that. Was that a big decision?
Well, I had a referral for 9 years that was in my wallet that we got after my last son was born, Oscar, and it had kind of faded away like a Coles docket in my in my wallet. So I had to go get a new one, and we decided to do it.
I realised when I said I didn't know you were doing that. It's not like it had to be run past me first. Yeah. Are you okay, Gary, with me getting a vasectomy?
I ran across my lead. He was fine with it. we discussed it for a while, but we're very happy where we are. We have three beautiful boys, so we're ready to move on with the next phase of our lives. And but it's strange. My wife said, "What does it feel like? How does it feel to be like a sterile man?" Oh. Straight away, I thought, you know, I don't mind my cutlery at a restaurant being sterile, but I'm not sure if I'm happy with my own fork being sterile.
But you can reverse it, can't you?
You can, but apparently that's a little bit tricky and a little bit painful as well.
Is it like 100% guaranteed?
I go back in a couple of weeks there's some tests.
So you got to be careful. Weird.
There might be jars involved.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure if they're jars. I'm not sure if they're like big espresso, like Starbucks, Grande.
Stop it.
Anyway, so I went through it, was put to sleep. A lot of people want to know if you put to sleep.
I wonder if you're awake. Yeah, right.
And it's a strange choice. You either stay awake and have a stranger play
fondling
your nuts,
your
or you go to sleep and have a stranger fondling your nuts.
You're better off being asleep.
I was asleep, and that was wonderful. I was just like a lovely little power nap. Woke up.
You in mega pain after?
No, really fine. I was on painkilling drugs and anaesthetic and all that, but. You know, they cleaned up a little bit back down there. So,
what do you mean? Cleaned up a bit.
Well, I'm basically, you know, I'm not a big trimmer down there. So I was like,
manscaping.
Yeah, I needed to do like backburn down there.
I thought you meant with your bits. So nip and tuck.
It was all nice and the hedges are looking good.
Could that be the new Pete Hellyer going forward?
It could be. It could be. I think I get a vasectomy every
Carrie's cuts.
Carrie's cuts.
Carrie's cuts. I cut hair. I cut Tommy's chest before he went away. I did Buzz's hair.
Is that something you do?
I could branch out. I wouldn't trust me with the clippers just yet.
No, I might wait a while. Track, I might wait a while.
Okay, so anyway, but you came back to work Tuesday, which I was surprised at.
Yes, and I'm surprised at now. At the time, I was like, well, I probably, I've been lucky to take the Monday off, to be honest, to get the procedure done.
Yeah.
And I rested up a Monday afternoon. But it didn't even occur to me not to come back to work on Tuesday.
Until you were sitting on the desk in pain, wondering why you were there.
It was okay, but I was a little bit woozy with the pain medication, to be honest. And I was chatting to...
We could tell.
I was chatting to Ed Cavalier and Josh Earle, comedian Josh Earle. And they were saying, why did you go back to work so quickly? And I thought, well, everybody does. I heard that people go out at lunchtime, get vasectomies at lunchtime, in their lunch break and go back to
they
work.
They do not.
I heard that.
Or you duck out for a lunch.
But I haven't been able to find these people.
Can I have a latte and a vasectomy? Thanks so much.
A focaccia and a vasectomy. Thank you very much. Because it's 1996. I would love to know who has gone and got a vasectomy like during their lunchtime. Who's gone back to work the quickest after a vasectomy?
Oh, we've also got to solve the other issue that you had as well. So call us on 131060 about how quickly you went back to work. But
there's
the other thing we're going to talk about, yes. We'll talk about it in a sec. So call up about that.
Yeah.
It's to do with peas.
Peas. Give peas a chance.
We've got to talk about peas next.
Yeah, 131060, if you've had a vasectomy, how quickly did you go back to work?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060, we want to know if you've had a vasectomy, how quickly did you go back to work?
Let's go to Katie first. Katie in Queensland. I'm guessing it wasn't you that had the vasectomy done.
No, it's my husband.
And how quickly did he go back to work, Katie?
He had it done at 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock he was back at work.
2 o'clock?
Wow, what does he do as a job?
He's a businessman, but I duct tape frozen packet of peas to him.
Yep. Okay, well, this is what we need to discuss with you, Katie, because, Pete, you used a frozen packet of peas to cool things down.
The doctor said peas are going to be your best friend and painkillers. And my wife said, oh, I'll go get some home brand peas. I said, no, I don't want home brand peas. I want McCain's. I want to put them down there and go, oh, McCain, you've done it again. You know, I want that
the
feeling.
The baby peas.
I want the baby peas, yes.
So the issue we have, though, is you use the peas to cool things down, and then once the peas were no longer needed to cool things down, you had a debate with your wife whether to eat those peas been used.
It's good food. We shouldn't be throwing good food out.
But they've been on your balls.
There are kids in Africa who would love my vasectomy peas. They'd love to be eating my vasectomy peas.
They would.
And we should as well. It should be like part of the ritual. Once you're ready to move on, once you the soreness has gone down, once you're ready to presume maybe intimacy, you sit down and have a bucket of a bowl of peas.
It's like when you have the baby peas. And you cook up the placenta and then you eat it.
That's
sure,
why not?
Been out of action for quite some time, mate. So I wasn't thinking about peas.
How long, Katie?
I'd say 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks? Jeez, that means I'm pretty lucky, to be honest.
We've got Justine on the line. Justine, once again, I'm guessing this is not you. How long before your partner went back to work?
Well, he had it done on the Friday, so we had the weekend to recover. He was back at work on the Monday.
What?
A what?
Yeah.
Why?
In the surgery, because he had actually watched me give birth for 3 times, so it was a bit of payback.
You watched your partner actually get the vasectomy?
Yes. It was really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Painful. That's... It was a bit more painful than actually looking at childbirth, I think.
It was making me cross my legs and I don't even have your bits and it's making me feel uncomfortable. Justine, the big question, though, do you eat the frozen peas after they've been used to cool your bits?
Well, we did. We had the baby's peas because the other peas just didn't quite fit in there well enough, so we had to get
all these nooks and crannies you got to get into, yes.
Yeah,
right.
They did. And then we had shepherd's pie.
And finally, we've got Russ in Melbourne. Russ, how quickly did you go back to work, mate?
Well, I couldn't go back till Monday because, like the previous caller, I was done on Friday. But on Saturday morning, I was shooting hoops with the girls out back.
Were you?
And what's best, Pete, I reckon you're a soot.
Why?
I had a mirror up watching mine get done.
What?
You're joking.
No, my ex-partner was standing there with a desk lamp over the top so the doctor could see what he was doing and a mirror in the other hand so I could see what he was doing.
Hold on, are you doing this at home in the office? Like, why? Who's holding a desk? What?
If you actually saw where it was done, you probably wouldn't go to that doctor, but, hey, he's done a good job.
Was it some back alley operation? What's going on?
Well,
Russ.
Hey, not every good mechanic has a clean workshop, mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've had Pete with us all day today, Mr. Pete Hellier.
It's been great. Great fun. And can I just give a little shout out? There's a new festival happening.
No, you can't. I think that's all we've got time for.
Demi Lovato coming up. There's a new festival happening in Sydney, and it's going to be a great festival. It's called the Yak Festival. And it's a different comedians. There's going to be podcasts involved. And I'm doing a brand new show, a live show, which is aimed at families and kids.
It's
called Peter Hellier and the Complete History of Better Books, which are the books that I wrote as a kid. And
I've read some of them.
Yes, and I read the books out and I show the illustrations and I talk about how. And it's a nice nostalgic walk for the parents, but I talk about how to write stories with the kids
as
well.
Now that you're a best-selling author.
Now I'm a best-selling author, yes. So from the 11th and 12th of November, Saturday and Sunday, Yak Festival in Sydney.
November. All right,
yes,
thanks, Mr. Pete Hellier.
Thanks, Gary Bickmore.
Hamish and Andy, they are in next. And don't forget, next week, Pink on the world famous rooftop. You will hear it here with Carrie and Tommy. Until tomorrow, we'll catch you then. Have a great afternoon. Goodbye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.